Okay, talking with Mikey Sanders still. All right, Mikey, has it hit you that you are a national champion? What has this whole experience been like since you clinched it, and what has the team done?
I think it's starting to hit by the moment. It's still surreal for sure. You know, just the things that this team's been through. You know, the emotional roller coaster, the adversity that we've dealt with this year, to see it all come back full circle. The things that the guys who decided to come back for that extra year, you know, we dedicated coming back to winning the national championship, and we're able to do that. And it means everything to us. You know, I wouldn't want to be a part of any other program with no other group of guys and, you know, play for any other head coach.
And Joe asked what you guys have done since you won the game. So fair to say you came back to the hotel, had a chance to celebrate with family, got up this morning, got on the plane, and now we're back here at Schembecker Hall. It is 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and we just finished a quick gathering with the fans outside. All right, next question is talk about your interception and how it developed into your long run back. Were you thinking of a touchdown at some point during that?
The second I caught the ball, the first thing on my mind was go score. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. I got tackled at the six, but I was happy I was able to give the offense a short field to work with. Blake went and punched it in. You know, give the best offense in the country a short field to work with, and they'll capitalize.
Someone told me you would have been sixth in the Big Ten in receiving yards or something if it was just your interception yards.
That's what Keegan told me that, too.
That's crazy.
Off of six receptions, he told me that, yeah.
So you won two Super Bowls with Everett. How did those experiences get you ready for Division I college football at a place like Michigan?
Just understanding what a winning culture feels like and just being able to carry over what I've known from winning at Everett to, you know, college level. And, you know, it's two different, you know, levels, of course, college and high school, but, you know, leadership habits carry over for people who know how to lead. And I think that's one thing that allowed me to be successful. You know, being a captain when I was in high school allowed me to make a transition to, you know, separate myself from guys around me in college and, you know, just be a leader in my own way.
I know you're enjoying this moment now, but the NFL draft is 3 months away. What are your thoughts about the possibility of turning pro? And when did you start thinking about that as a reality? What would it mean to get drafted by your hometown team, the Patriots?
You know, with the combine coming soon, you know, the process is going to start for me on Sunday. I'm heading back to Texas. You know, it's a process I can't wait for. Can't wait to attack it the same way I have, you know, a mindset to attack everything it is I do. You know, that's a whole different process in itself. So I'm just going to do everything that needs to be done from Sunday to being drafted in April to make sure I put myself in the best position possible to get drafted at a very high, you know, high pick. And I didn't really think about it too much. I just wanted to make sure that when I came back, I did everything I could to make sure that this team was the best it could possibly be.
You did that. Thank you, my friend.